On December 4, 2024, Brian Thompson, CEO of UnitedHealthcare, was shot and killed outside an entrance to the New York Hilton Midtown in Manhattan, New York City. He was in town to attend an annual investors meeting for UnitedHealth Group, the parent company of UnitedHealthcare. Authorities believe the attack was not random and are investigating it as a targeted killing. The shooting occurred early in the morning and the suspect, described as a white man dressed in dark clothing, fled the scene and has not been apprehended. Thompson had been CEO since April 2021. His family reported that he had received threats in the past. Background: Thompson was the chief executive officer, CEO, of UnitedHealthcare, the insurance arm of UnitedHealth Group from April 2021 until his death. His widow, Paulette, said to NBC News, "I don't know details. I just know that he said there were some people that had been threatening him." After Thompson's death, it was reported that he was facing a lawsuit accusing him and other executives of insider trading, after they reportedly sold millions of dollars of stock, while the company was the subject of a federal investigation that was not disclosed to shareholders. UnitedHealth was under Department of Justice investigation since October 2023, and insiders, including Thompson, were able to sell $120 million of personally held UnitedHealth shares before the stock value dropped. UnitedHealthcare insures 49 million Americans and had $281 billion in revenue for the 2023 fiscal year. In 2021, Thompson was criticized in an open letter from the American Hospital Association due to a UnitedHealthcare plan to start denying payment for what it deemed as non-critical visits to hospital emergency rooms. UnitedHealthcare has been widely criticized for their handling of claims. It and other insurers were named in an October 2024 report from the U.S. Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations showing a surge in prior authorization denials for Medicare Advantage patients. Killing: Thompson was in New York for an annual UnitedHealthcare investors meeting, having arrived in the city on Monday, December 2nd. On December 4, 2024, at around 6:45 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, as Thompson was walking along West 54th Street toward the New York Hilton Midtown Hotel that was hosting the meeting, he was shot by a man dressed in a black hoodie and armed with a silenced 9mm pistol. The killer had waited outside the building for several minutes and shot Thompson several times from approximately 20 feet, 6 meters, away, striking him in the back and right calf. Police initially said that the killer fled the scene on an electric city bike, but Lyft, City Bike's parent company, later said NYPD officials retracted that claim. Thompson was taken to Mount Sinai West Hospital, where he was pronounced dead at 7:12 a.m. The NYPD and Mayor Eric Adams said the attack appeared to be a targeted killing and was not a random attack. Assailant: the suspect was described by police as a white man, approximately 6 feet 1 inch tall, wearing a black hooded jacket, dark pants, and black sneakers with white soles. He had an unusual gray backpack and concealed his face with a black face mask. Police said he appeared to be proficient in the use of firearms, as seen by how quickly he cleared the 9mm pistol used in the shooting after it jammed, likely due to recoil and jerking the trigger. The suspect has not been apprehended and is described as being extremely camera savvy. The suspect arrived in New York City on November 24th on a Greyhound bus. The bus route began in Atlanta, but authorities do not know from which city or town the suspect boarded. The suspect checked into the HI New York City Hostel in Manhattan, formerly the Association Residence Nursing Home, on November 24th with a fake New Jersey identification card and paid in cash. The suspect stayed all but one night at the hostel, checking out on December 3rd. As of December 6, 2024, law enforcement are unable to identify the suspect, according to two sources interviewed by the New York Times. Investigation: with the shooter yet to be apprehended, on December 5th, authorities publicly released images of a suspect taken from surveillance cameras, including at the hostel and a Starbucks cafe. Two stills show the suspect's face, including one with him smiling widely at a female desk attendant at the hostel. The words "delay," "deny," and "depose" were found written on shell casings at the scene. "Depose" was written on a shell casing from a round that was fired into the victim, and "delay" was written on a live round that was ejected while the shooter appeared to clear a jam. Police believe it may indicate a motive, or the killer is trying to throw law enforcement off his track via subterfuge, as they are similar to "delay," "deny," "defend," a popular insurance industry phrase about not paying out claims and the title of a book by J.M. Feinman, a retired Rutgers University professor critiquing the American insurance system. Apart from the bullet casings, a water bottle, candy wrapper, and a phone were also recovered from the scene and believed to be connected to the shooter. Response. In response to the killing, public officials including Minnesota Governor and former Democratic Vice President nominee Tim Walz and Senator Amy Klobuchar expressed dismay and offered condolences to the family. Walz said that he knew Thompson. House Representative Dean Phillips wrote that he was horrified by the assassination of my constituent, Brian Thompson, this morning in NYC and have his family in my prayers. On December 5, 2024, a day after Thompson's murder, Senator Bernie Sanders wrote in a reply to a tweet by Elon Musk, "We waste hundreds of billions a year on healthcare administrative expenses that make insurance CEOs and wealthy stockholders incredibly rich while 85 million Americans go uninsured or underinsured. Healthcare is a human right. We need Medicare for all." Thompson's widow, Paulette, released a statement after the killing saying that she and her family are shattered by the senseless killing and called her husband an incredibly loving, generous, talented man and incredibly loving father to our two sons. In contrast, many social media users shared their contempt for Thompson, United Healthcare, and the American health insurance system. Users shared personal stories of claim denials, joked about and celebrated the killing with memes and gallows humor, and complimented the suspect's appearance. A physician told the Daily Beast that they sympathized with the family and said the perpetrator should be brought to justice for the killing, but also acknowledged that Thompson's role as CEO had led to a great number of suffering Americans, on the order of millions. On the official Facebook post by the parent company United Health Group, approximately 35,000 reactions consisted of the laughing emoji, while only 2,200 reactions used the sad emoji. On r/nursing subreddit, a user created a mock denial of coverage for Thompson's care, which received over 2,400 positive reaction. Journalist Taylor Lorenz reposted the photo of another health insurance company CEO with a blank section for date of death, accompanied by a caption pondering about sending your next to other CEOs in the industry. Lorenz said afterwards that she was explaining the public sentiment and not personally in favor of violence. Robert Pape, an expert in political violence at the University of Chicago, told The Guardian that the response of online commentators was indicative of Americans' growing acceptance of violence to settle civil disputes. After the killing, Blue Cross Blue Shield Association reversed a controversial decision to place time limits on coverage for anesthesia services in Connecticut, New York, and Missouri. Other health insurance companies have removed information about their leadership after the killing. Timeline. Time is Eastern Standard Time. Approximately 9 p.m., November 24th, suspect arrives in New York City on AA Greyhound Lines bus. The bus left from Atlanta. The suspect checks into the HI New York City hostel. November 29th, suspect checks out of the HI New York City hostel. November 30th, suspect checks back into the HI New York City hostel. The following events are on December 4th. Approximately 5 a.m., suspect seen at the Frederick Douglass Houses housing development. 6:15 a.m., suspect seen leaving the 57th Street F train subway stop. 6:17 a.m., suspect buys coffee, water, and granola bars at a Starbucks cafe two blocks away from the New York Hilton Midtown Hotel, discarding the coffee cup and water bottle. 6:30 a.m., surveillance footage captures the suspect walking while talking on the phone. Approximately 6:39 a.m., suspect arrives in front of the New York Hilton Midtown Hotel and waits for several minutes. Approximately 6:40 a.m., Thompson leaves the Marriott Hotel he stayed at the prior night, heading towards the New York Hilton Midtown Hotel. 6:44 a.m., Thompson walks across the street towards the New York Hilton Midtown Hotel, and the assailant shoots Thompson multiple times, clearing his pistol after it jammed. The suspect immediately flees northbound into a pedestrian walkway. 6:46 a.m., police respond to a 911 call reporting that a person has been shot. 6:48 a.m., officers arrive on scene and find Thompson with multiple gunshot wounds to his back and leg. He is taken to the hospital. Assailant is seen traveling northward on an e-bike toward Central Park. 6:59 a.m., a person appearing to be the suspect is seen riding a bike on West 85th Street. 7:12 a.m. Thompson is declared dead at MT Sinai Hospital. 8 a.m. United Healthcare investor meeting begins. 9 a.m. United Health Group CEO Andrew Witty cancels the rest of the investor meeting. This was the English Wikipedia article about the killing of Brian Thompson as of December 6, 2024, narrated by AI-generated voice via the open-source software Sony Translate.